Welcome to Real Flicks Reviews, like a book club for people who hate reading. This week was our theater picks. We picked the movie Warcraft, made in 2016. We bring you the episode of Deadwood titled Deadwood, and we bring you movie news. This week we have Jonathan Charney, James Stevens, and Ryan Preston. So here's the description of Warcraft 2016. As an orc horde invades the planet Azeroth using a magic portal, a few human heroes,
and dissenting orcs.
Dissenting orcs must attempt to stop the true evil behind the war.
Dun, dun, dun.
I got
a question for you guys.
Yes.
Have you guys ever played Warcraft?
I've played it for an hour.
I've never played Warcraft.
I heard this is based off of Warcraft.
I played StarCraft.
Well, I've heard this was based off the Warcraft real-time strategy game, not the MMO.
Okay, I don't know. I've never played any Warcraft.
To a certain extent, it seems to me like this sort of takes place before sort of the events, well, the non-events sort of the first game. The first game, you're sort of, you know, it's just a strategy role-playing game where you're taking out the other side, which is orcs, or humans if you are the orcs. But they're in the game, so to speak. So all of the character stuff that they did, they sort of invented. You know, it's really hard to base it off of World of Warcraft, only because there's just every single person has their own story. You know, so it's hard to kind of pick one. But movie, in my opinion, kind of had a lot going against it because of the fact that they had just a certain amount of source material. In as much as like the what the characters looked like, but then all the rest of it was sort of created out of whole cloth.
I would say it wouldn't be hard to base it off like Warcraft, because every player has their own story. The basics of the game doesn't 100% change. Like the overarching story generally doesn't.
Well, but that's my point is, as far as telling a story though, you don't have like characters that people are looking forward to seeing. You know, because it was part of some campaign mission where, you know, you really got into the characters at all.
So, you know, it's funny about that. I don't mean to cut you off. I was reading about that. And there's actually certain characters and certain things. Like, there's one hidden character that doesn't really show up, like, is a background character. But apparently he's really famous in the game. And apparently people were geeking out about it.
It's like people that.
I mean, to me, it was just like the Jubilee that never happened. The orcs.
Well, she was actually in the first one.
Yeah, but she wasn't really
a
character.
She was a background character. Yeah. So I think this is more a little bit about like inside baseball for the Warcraft players. People are like, oh, this is the sword of this that has that.
I guarantee it was. I mean, I'm glad I wasn't in theater with a bunch of them.
The first thing I got to say is this movie looks awful. The armor looks like a sci-fi movie, and it reminds me of the Dungeons & Dragons movie that came out years ago with the Wayans brother. They had the kid who played Jimmy Olsen.
Well, it looks armor that you'd see at like the Renaissance Fair. You know what I mean? Like nothing is period authentic. It's all for show. You know,
it's the armor you buy from the Halloween store that pop up in empty buildings.
Yeah, it's all bright and colorful, and everyone's carrying big giant swords. Now I'm kind of cool with that, because obviously we're talking about like a fantasy world, orcs and shit.
I'm a huge fan of like hard edge sci-fi, and was it hard edge fantasy, whatever it is. I'm a big fan of like true fantasy, but some of this was, I don't know, that just maybe some of it was just over the top even for me, and I like the movie Crawl. So,
well, they kind of bogged down doing all the like nine different chieftains and it was all this, you know, my father and whatnot. And I don't know, man, it kind of dragged down in the story. It was altogether kind of forgettable.
Yeah. You know?
And I would also say it was almost on the verge of being just another generic fantasy movie. Like, this is something some D&D guy came up with, and it was, hey, let's do this, which is pretty much almost.
Yeah, but I kind of agree with you on the fact that it did remind me of the Dungeons and Dragons with Marlon Wayans. But I don't think it was as dumb, but it might be because of the ability that we have now versus what they try to do then.
Well, this...
you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, totally. This is actually a little bit of a better story. I mean, there was actually at least a little bit of interest for me. The opening scene, or the almost opening scene, where he's using that magic to suck the people's life force to open the gate. So there's actually a little bit in there for me to at least get me interested in it. In the Dungeons & Dragons movie, I'm just wanting to see a car wreck in action. So there were at least some interesting things. I liked the story about how the Guardian was corrupted and how the reluctant hero became the savior. I mean, there's a lot of tropes in here, but they work really well. It just some of the props and sets they use are just way over the top.
Yeah. Well, and to me the story seemed kind of, you know, aside from how the orcs are getting there, kind of generic, kind of paint by numbers for the type of fantasy story that they were telling.
Pretty much.
And it just got kind of overcrowded, you know what I mean, with all the characters.
They threw a lot at you. Some of this almost just seemed like the spaghetti approach to storytelling is, let's try to pretend there's a lot of layers and see what actually sticks.
They really did try to go for the depth of feeling and emotions, and it got a little sentimental at times.
Yeah,
the biggest problem, at least with the apparent depth of the movie, is they didn't do like a lot of movies that are actually that have depth to them. It's simple. It's basic storytelling with added layers and little things. They just try to go way deep and not have it simple, which I think simple is the key to having deep storytelling.
I felt like I was looking at just like generic versions of characters also. Like, okay, we have a generic wizard, we have a generic archer, we have a generic king, you know.
No, true. What were you saying, James?
I was just going to say that, you know, there was so much left unsaid, like the Guardian and how all that stuff ties into it and what was going on with the kid and the order. And they try to throw all that in and they ended up like not telling you crap. And like you said, they squeezed too much in too much of a time frame. But there were also a few parts that just kind of bogged down. And it seemed like that they could have done a little bit more with that than...
See, here's...
Then, like Ryan was saying, where you got all the chieftains and all that shit going on, and it's like, you have no idea where the story's going to go.
Well, see, I had a couple
except
of thoughts.
For, I mean, there were, like you said, this cookie-cutter thing, so they're obviously going to close the damn door or figure that crap out, but... And then the fact that they left it open for a sequel.
Well, see, that...
I don't like that.
See, here's my... That was actually going to go into what my thought was a lot of the things they left open-ended was... to tie it into another movie. They kind of tried to do what Peter Jackson did with Lord of the Rings. They just didn't have a good source material. Because Peter Jackson, Lord of the Rings movie, it shows and foretells certain events, and it's vague enough and deep enough that you're excited. When you watch this movie in the open parts of it, you're like, oh, yay? I'm excited. I mean,
well, there was probably a lot of fans that were there that were very excited.
No, true. I don't think you, myself, or Ryan are exactly.
Well, I don't
the target
play
audience.
Well. I really well, will not play I've, well.
I yeah, and that's it. The thing. I mean, if they're like John said, sort of playing the inside baseball with just the World of Warcraft online massive multiplayer thing, you know, I mean, if that's the audience they're playing to, then it's kind of a missed opportunity. You know what I mean? To gather people into this world. And I don't know, I mean, all the exposition and then the overcrowded of characters just drags down a movie, really makes you kind of feel how long this movie was.
Yeah.
See, the weirdest thing to me is I thought the movie was long. I almost thought it needed to be another 20 minutes so they could slow down the pacing in some of the scenes, because some of the scenes, like, they were so fast, the interesting things just went by like that, and you're thinking... But that was actually something I was interested, like, you know?
Yeah.
Like, a lot of the scenes where it talks about the evil magic, you know, something that they just throw it out with really no explanation.
Yeah, you're talking about when he went to the Order and they were figuring that. Yeah, that's what I was saying. There was, like, all this stuff that you had no idea. And then he's trying to point out what the hell was the piece of paper that he stuffed in his shirt that didn't get burned, and he's trying to tie all this crap in, and I'm like... Well, dude,
here's my thought on that cube.
Slow down.
So I was thinking about it when I saw that. I was thinking the cube was a prison for the previous guardian who went rogue.
Okay.
So this is kind of my guess. And I don't know, there's a lot of stuff on here that just, they jam-pack a lot. And this movie apparently cost $160 million total. The opening weekend gross was $24 million. Gross by country was $46 million. And apparently it grossed enough where they're going to do a sequel, because guaranteed they're going to make more money on it.
Yeah.
Another thought to actually talk about what Ryan said. Another movie that was really inside baseball was Deadpool, except Deadpool has mass marketed appeal. This does not. I don't think there's enough people who want generic fantasy, except for the people who play World of Warcraft. And I would be interested to see how many people actually liked this movie. Because the rating on it, holy crap, it's a 7.5 out of 10 on IMDb. And a 32.
Well, see, here's the thing is, I don't think it's an entirely terrible movie. It's just not good. It's just not memorable for either reason. You know what I mean? Some movies that are incredibly shitty, you remember those, and obviously we remember the good ones. But this one's kind of that in-betweener. I'm probably just going to not remember anything about it.
I think it's this
generation. I agree. It's forgettable.
I think it's this generation's Crawl.
No, it's nowhere near that bad. As a matter of fact,
I meant just by the fact that it's for this generation, it's bad fantasy. Just like when Crawl came out, it was good, but it was still bad fantasy.
I feel like it's just more poorly told fantasy. I think they could have shaved down into and narrowed this story down into like the three sort of, you know, you have your A story and then your sub stories. But they got into quite a few things, and then the overabundance of characters really weighed everything down.
Okay, so
because you have all this exposition of why the hell all these people are around, you know.
So it's like we mentioned earlier how they tried to make it deep, but they didn't stick to simple storytelling, which is kind of what you do in movies.
It's like they weren't confident in just telling a main story with how that story is going. They had to, you know, weigh in with all these different sides, you know.
The funniest thing is Uwe Boll, everybody's favorite bad movie director, approached Blizzard years ago to make the movie. And they said, no, definitely not you. And Duncan Jones, I'm not exactly sure who he is. I actually think he did Source Code. Okay, so this kind of explains a few things. I actually think he did the best he could with what he was given. You're given a game with it has specific stories. It's still vague enough.
It's an open world.
Yeah. So I don't actually think he did a bad job overall. I definitely think what Ryan is saying is true. I think they need to tone down the characters and slim down the story a little bit, or at least make the subplots more obvious and a little bit blower in the story, besides having it all on the same level. What do you think, Ryan?
Yeah, well, you need to have sort of like a core group move the story forward, or one key thing kind of move the story forward, as opposed to, you know, these 45 sort of warring factions in here. You're trying to figure out who the hell's on whose side, especially the orcs.
So I think
didn't even go into anything with the elves or the dwarves or where they all fit into this, than that the dwarves make weapons.
I'm thinking this kind of ran into the fact, like Lord of the Rings, if it was 2 hours, would have run into the same thing. I think if this movie was the same length as Lord of the Rings, dear God.
You mean you gave it another hour?
I think it would have been a little bit more room.
Would have helped this movie.
I think if it was 2 hours and 30 minutes, 2 hour and 20 minutes, I think it would have been a little bit better.
No, I think they could have whittled it
like an hour and a half.
Well,
so
I think it might be the inexperience of the director that got it all these different.
I think if they simplified things,
so
I think that was where they really went wrong.
No, I
that's
totally
basically
agree.
The summation of what you guys were saying. But you know, it's I think what Ryan's on with, you know, closer to 90 minutes, or you know, just over 90 minutes, and simplified everything instead of basically biting off more than getting chew. And then like what they did with Lord of the Rings, where they split it up, you know, where they would split books up into two movies, or or, you know, make it more of like a sequel where you tie in stuff from the first book into the second movie type thing, you know, that way.
Besides the poor storytelling in some parts, I think the biggest sin this movie committed was not having the ability to switch between characters and that character's world at the moment well. Lord of the Rings, they have Frodo, they have Aragorn, and they have another part. They weren't able to do this well in this movie.
That's a totally different situation because that is the core group that's moving along this crazy epic story. I mean, they had this amazing scale, but they didn't go down and break down all of the orcs into factions of 8 or 9 people, you know?
Well, no, yeah. But I guess what I'm trying to say is I think if this movie was able to have enough break or enough story where it actually, like you said, it separated and made it understandable. Because the way Lord of the Rings jumped around, they made it understandable. This movie, as much as Hayes has said, is almost on the verge of forgettable. I really want to give this movie a 3. I really do. It was entertaining. Unfortunately, my entertainment factor just cannot give this movie. I got to give it a 2. I mean,
I wish they had broke down the caste system of the orcs better.
You see, there's
you kind of got it, but then you didn't. It was like, okay, well, the gray orcs and the green orcs and the orange orcs.
This is why I think this movie. This is one of those movies you have to be a WoW fan to even remotely get even a quarter of this movie, which I think is the biggest sin. They go in
I definitely think that if I had that inside knowledge, that my eyes might have lit up a little bit more from time to time. The one thing that I can give this movie is I do respect the effort of the scale they were trying to go for, but also the storytellers nowadays have sort of understood. Like, I heard this quote, and I wish I could quote the source. People can look it up, I'm sure, but the villain is just the hero on the other side, you know. And I like that style of storytelling where you actually can relate to the villain of the story or the antagonist of the story that you're participating in.
So, with that being said, what do you give it, Ryan?
I mean, it's a 2.5 out of 5. You know what I mean? It's not.
Wow.
I think it got it in its own way, but it was a good effort for what it was trying to do.
So here's the wild card, and I have a small idea what he's going to give it. You're up, James.
I'm almost thinking about taking away a point, but. Just because of Ryan's, and I want to really prove something with it, but I'm giving it a 1.5, and the only reason it's getting a 0.5 is because you guys tried.
That's actually justifiable.
Five on my side.
And now we're gonna switch to TV series.
You didn't say what you gave it.
I gave it a five. Excuse me, 2 out of 5.
You gave it a 5.
I gave it a 2 out of 5. So we're switching the TV series, and we did the TV series Deadwood. Now we don't have a whole lot of time to talk about this. This is starring Timothy Oliphant.
I tried,
and I failed. This is the first time
seeing Ian
McShane. I was actually impressed. Most TV series don't really leave me impressed at all. I think most TV sucks.
I was wondering, because Ian McShane really plays a real keel in this one, you know, a real bad guy.
All the characters fit. There wasn't one particular character or actor that kind of stood out. You know, even Calamity Jane.
I was going to say even Calamity Jane.
Everybody fit. The casting on this. Now, I haven't really seen any more of the episodes, but on the first episode, everything was spot on. The casting, the sets, the color. I was really impressed. If I get time, I'll watch, you know, a couple other episodes to really get the feel of it. But I really liked it.
I got to weigh in right there, man. My message to anybody who's watching this, all three of you, don't start this series unless you want your heart broken.
Don't do that.
Well, look, I mean, it doesn't resolve. I've actually gone through this series a couple of times just feeling nostalgic and masochistic, but it really is one of my favorite shows that was ever put on TV, but it's never going to end. TV. You know, Ian McShane actually recently said that he's down to revisit that character pretty much any time.
Yeah, so we got to wrap this up quick. So, James, what was your opinion?
Oh, Deadwood?
Yeah.
Give it a shot, guys. It's worth it. It is worth it. You will enjoy the show. And like Ryan said, it's probably one of those that you may watch.
Doesn't resolve. Know that going in, but seriously, one of my favorite things ever on TV.
Because this was how many seasons?
Five?
I think it was three.
With three, yeah, I think you're right.
So the
three.
So what do you mean by it doesn't resolve? I mean now that you said it,
I'm trying to remember if they actually ended the third season or if they stopped some point through. But if they did stop the third or end after the third season, there was no resolution. Supposed to come back for four.
So it kind of Firefly'd exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, basically Firefly'd.
Yeah, I got the seasons of 6 feet under and this one confused. 6 feet under was five. This is Deadwood is three.
So, ladies and gentlemen, we do have a Facebook page. Do you love us, hate us? Do you think we suck? How about being creative and write something other than the fat guy's a jerk? Be creative.
I already know that.
We will read you on air.
Tell me something I don't know.
Matter of fact, if you like us, we'll give you a gold star. And also to let you know, we are now an audio podcast. You can catch us on great places like Podbean, Stitcher, Apple's iTunes, and the Google Play Store, and more. And, of course, it's glitching on me again. So, we're going to talk a little bit about movie news. And Warner Brothers has a date for the reboot of Tomb Raider. And the first thing I got to say is, anybody interested in another Tomb Raider movie?
No.
Now, I've played the last two releases of the Tomb Raider game.
I haven't
game.
Played the second one, but I'll play the first one.
I liked it enough that if they do it close to the new video game, I would totally watch the hell out of it.
Well, I'm actually currently going through the newest Tomb Raider. I think it was last year's release. But, I mean, I really like how they've done the story and the backstory to Lara Croft and the change of the character. I mean, obviously the first movie was just a flat out piece of shit.
Like the first two,
it was the goofiest thing, but also what they were going with the source material was kind of lame also.
Well, I think
these new games have really stepped it up.
I think what they did on the first two with Angelina Jolie, it was pretty much geek porn.
Yeah.
That's
what Tomb Raider was initially.
No, not. I don't think it
I
was.
I would say there was a lot of guys that played it because they liked staring at her ass.
No, I'm not disagreeing with that. I don't think that was the intention originally of the game.
Go look at the N64 character and tell me that was not the intention of that character.
I don't think it was as
big
much.
Big boobs and big ass? Come on.
You pixelated.
It was just a classic adventure thing. It was basically a female Indiana Jones. That's what Tomb Raider was trying to be.
as long as they don't do it like the
Lone Survivor thing where they just keep falling down mountains like she does in the video game all the time. Yeah. Like this chick gets beat up more than any human that's ever lived.
She makes Jackie Chan look like a wuss.
One of the things I really like about the game is when you screw up, they actually show her dying.
Yeah.
Which was never something in the original ones they did. And
that chick on so much.
I was really impressed. The next piece of news, did anybody watch the Tintin cartoon that came out a number of years ago in theater?
I did. No. I didn't like it.
See, I loved
He liked it.
I really liked it. So Tintin 2 is still happening. Steven Spielberg and Peter Jackson have talked about it.
I want to see his BFG.
I want to see more of Steven Spielberg's films.
It's interesting. You talk about BFG, but I heard it got panned. Like, heavy panned.
You know, I don't really give a crap what people say about movies.
No, I don't disagree. I don't actually disagree. But it's Steven Spielberg. Normally, the Golden Boy movies don't get panned.
Yeah, he can't do anything wrong.
So when I heard that, that kind of shocked me enough to make me curious on why. And here's the next piece of news is something that I think James and Ryan will at least be more interested in than I am. You guys ever read The Dark Tower?
No.
Stephen King?
I don't think Ryan reads.
Well, The Dark Tower.
Did you ever learn, Ryan?
I'm up to a fourth grade level.
Okay, good. We're getting there.
The Dark Tower is set photos reveals Matthew McConaughey as the Man in Black. Now, if I remember correctly, that's a Stephen King book, and it's one of his more famous series.
Did you just say the chick flick guy is going to be the Man in Black? Matthew McConaughey?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
So
he's stepping out of his female roles, huh?
See, the set of The Dark Tower adapted.
Wow.
What?
I said he has for a while now.
I'm just giving him shit.
Yeah. Man, that's the thing. You can't do shit that iconic and not, you know, you can't live down, you know, high school girls stay the same age kind of lines.
Yeah, I was actually going to say something about the Interstellar was his most recent one that he kind of stepped out of that one, but which we did do a review.
To me, Wolf of Wall Street was like, oh yeah, yeah, this guy's a really good actor.
That's the one that I have in my to watch thing. I haven't gotten to it yet.
It's a dirty movie.
Yeah, he's got a really short part in it, but I mean, I loved his short part. It was awesome.
Now I have a question. Have you guys enjoyed Tom Hanks's previous roles of doing nothing but biopics?
Yeah.
So Tom Hanks is in to play Captain Sully Sullenberger in the new Clint Eastwood drama about that flight that crash landed in the New York River.
See, I don't know. Didn't if they I make that movie that,
already?
As far as I know, it's still being made, or it wrapped up.
I'm thinking of his. He made the captain of the boat that was the pirates.
Yeah, yeah, I haven't seen that one yet either.
This is the one where Captain Sully Sullenberger somehow managed to save the boat from plane from crashing into the water.
He crashed in the water and saved the people.
But yeah, something like that.
Yeah. I wasn't going to correct him. I was just going to let him go.
It's okay. I'm fine with it. I don't know. I mean, at least the one where the captain was interesting. I'm not with the boat. I'm not quite sure if this is. I don't know. Are you guys interested?
Type of thing. No.
Well, see, that's the thing about the Sully movie. It's like boring, 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 boring. 20 minutes of terror.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
That's the movie. I mean, what on earth would be the lead up to that?
Exactly.
You know, we can't serve peanuts because some people might have allergies. Are you able to sit next to this exit door because? As you know, in the event of anything,
I do hope what they need to do, though, just to make it funny, they need to have somebody watching snakes on a plane on a laptop. Wow. And did any of you guys like Wreck-It Ralph?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, Wreck-It Ralph 2 is coming in theaters in 2018.
I don't care.
Awesome.
I've seen the first one. I don't need another Toy Story.
Oh, God, no.
You know? I mean, honestly.
Obviously, nobody needs anything.
Lilo and Stitch 2? Come on.
Yeah. Dude. Well, that was some direct-to-video bullshit. You know, obviously everyone.
Monsters University. Do I need to keep listing the list?
You're not excited about Incredibles 2?
That was a paycheck.
You're not excited about Incredibles 2?
No.
See, that's my favorite Pixar. I'm actually really excited about The Incredibles 2.
I'm not that excited about that stuff. I don't get excited about kids' sequels because kids' sequels suck.
Now,
yeah, historically, sure.
Yeah.
Okay, last bit of movie news before we continue on to the picks we're doing for next week.
Are you done with me tearing them apart?
A little. Pacific Rim 2 gets a new release date. Now, this was a movie that I thought they basically decided not to do. And there's been a lot of news about it lately, including who's going to be the first actor, Star Wars John Boyega, is the first actor to be in the movie. He'll play the son of the character. This character played by Idris Elba.
Okay. What? Are you speaking English?
Yes.
The black stormtrooper from the new Star Wars is going to play Idris Elba.
Yes.
How the hell did you follow that?
Because you know the names, apparently. Okay, those are the people's names, man.
Okay.
I actually really liked Pacific Rim 2.
Because I know I'm going to be gone now.
We lost his connection for a second, too.
He speaks John now?
Yeah, I guess so.
Hey, I actually said the names correctly, so lay off me.
Are you sure?
I'm as close as I could get.
You know, I'm not going to be the Debbie Downer, and you can have your Pacific Rim, too. Whatever.
I see. It was one of those movies that originally I kind of panned it, but after, like, seeing it, like, half a dozen times, it's kind of grown on me like gangrene.
You watched it half a dozen times.
I watched it twice. I still couldn't get into it. I like the concept. I just didn't really like any of their execution. I thought it was kind of lame.
But, you know, my big thing is I am not a mecha anime fan. I don't like the mecha anime. John does, and that's kind of where I say that's where I sit with Pacific Rim.
Look, why in the hell?
Wow,
that's a really good question. Why in the hell?
That's a really good point.
A robot that stands the same height, airplane, for shit's sake.
Okay, this is definitely this
Bobby
is coming
still and still shoots things.
Now, this is definitely going off of rails.
Yeah, I'm throwing too much coal.
And so next week is my picks. We're going to do a movie I actually haven't seen since the theaters. Next week, we're doing Saving Private Ryan.
Oh.
And
you haven't seen that since the theater?
What kind of American are you? You haven't seen that since the theaters.
I don't
like
know.
How I just, both of us jump on it.
That's the most unpatriotic thing I've ever heard.
I watch Band of Brothers once a year, if that counts. And the TV...
All right, I might be able to give you a pass.
And the TV series we're doing is a brand new anime in over in Japan. It's based off... Well, it's Berserk, the TV series. We're going to do episode one. And I'm doing it...
Like it's...
I'm doing
it... Did it again?
Yeah.
This is a... Instead of being an OVA... This is a television series. This is supposed to be, at least far as I know, a long run.
Yeah, if you've ever watched just OVA and haven't watched the series, you're missing out on a lot.
This is, and pretty much what this is this takes place after the OVA.
Which I'm excited for.
And so,
but this is new or no?
Yeah, this is new. This is 2016. This is picking up after where they left off in the last one. Which is
okay,
like,
is OVA like a thing that I should know what that stands for?
It's... Basically, what an OVA is, it's a movie that they put together that they try to take an entire series and put it in a movie format.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is like
that's the best way you can explain an OVA.
With the Berserk,
is that what I watched?
No, you watched the series.
Yes, because it's the original series, and then this is more of a second series. But James and I are a huge, giant fan of Berserk. The last television.
Did they have
series.
Outtakes?
I don't know, but they better. Oh, by the way, that's the one thing. If y'all actually ever end up buying, like, finding Berserk in a store,
they
buy
don't
it,
sell the box of war anymore.
It's you got to get it just for the outtakes. The outtakes are almost better than the fucking anime, honestly. So I gave the movie Warcraft a 2 out of 5. James gave it a 1.5. Ryan gave it a 2.5 out of 5. I'm picking the movie Save It Private Ryan along with the Berserk, the 2016 series, episode 1. And as always, thank you for watching.
Goodbye. We'll be right back.